Hey, Shelby.
Hey, Nick.
What do you call a turkey on Black Friday?
Oh, God, what?
Lucky.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to say, "And this is Stranger Still."
And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
the podcast where we talk about Black Friday.
You're supposed to say, like, the podcast where we Google our gobbles, or we pluck our turkeys, or something stupid. You gotta say something stupid.
I'm sorry, I'm not as good as John.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm Shelby Wood.
Why are you here?
Because you love me, and we're boredom busting on a random Tuesday night.
Oh, are we? No, John is out today.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm just a replacement.
Yeah, but I got a really good deal on a replacement co-host because I was shopping early Black Friday. You like that joke?
No.
I've been thinking about it all day.
Cheap.
So Shelby, we're talking about Black Friday today. What is Black Friday? Are you a fan of Black Friday?
Depends.
Hey, Shelby. What do old people smell like? Depends.
So I have been Black Friday shopping. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. where after you are so thankful for what you have, you go out and you buy a ton of stuff you don't need,
yeah.
or for other people, supposedly. Because it's on sale.
Supposedly. Yeah, for those that don't know, I think it's any capitalized nation celebrates Black Friday, where retailers slash prices and people go nuts to get these deals,
mostly for TVs and electronics and toys,
right? Yeah. Well, I have some stats on that because that was my impression too, but I came across some stats. There's one study that showed, and this, it was from 1995, so it's a little outdated, but it found that 75% of shoppers that went in to buy a promotional sale item ended up also buying like full price stuff, because they'd be there and they'd be like, oh, I also need
paper towels. Somebody goes into a store, you can never just go in the store, yeah. and buy exactly what you want. You always have to be like, oh, hey, I'm walking by this. I also need some toothpaste, so I'll just grab it while I'm here. Or I need stuff for lunchtime because I don't want leftovers from Thanksgiving.
But if you can slash the price on something that people don't necessarily need, they might come into your store and buy something they think they need at full price. Yeah. So that's the idea behind Black Friday.
Plus, like, people start buying for Christmas, and not everything that are on people's Christmas list is on sale. So
yeah.
if you're going out and you're like, hey, I know so-and-so wants this thing from...
And it's here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's only at Target, or it's only at, I don't know, GameStop or whatever. Yeah. So I might as well just buy it while I'm here buying the other stuff.
Yeah, it's a good day for profits. People are, like, just willing to shell out money. And for the name Black Friday, I think it's interesting that it is the whitest day of the year.
Why on earth would you say that? Is it because it starts snowing outside?
No. It's because white people are, like, gobble this stuff up. I told you these stats before. I got a few stats to kick us off because I read through this 18-page study from the Clothing and Textile Research Journal.
Very interesting.
That reminds me of, gosh, what was it? It was like my mom went to go buy a car, and the guy had a journal of, like, knees, because his wife was a physical therapist. So it was like a journal on knee research.
Well, I get that. If you're like a doctor, you have to be up to date on that kind of stuff.
Like, I'm sure it's riveting. So anyway, back to my thing. I read this study, and they had a bunch of studies that they cited, and then they did their own study we'll talk about later on. But part of their study was they surveyed 189 Black Friday shoppers from all over the place. they found that 90.3% of Black Friday shoppers were Caucasian.
Snow White.
Snow White. Their average age was 34, and 81.7% of Black Friday shoppers were women.
Yeah, so white suburban moms going out and going shopping because, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't have enough to do for Thanksgiving to cook and clean.
Oh, that's
and
sexist, then they have Shelby.
They have to go out and go Christmas shopping the day after, too.
Yeah, I just want to point out that this is, like, far outside the U.S. average, where 72% of people are white. The median age is 38, and 49.2% of the population is female. So this is a very white suburban mom thing to do. So what you said this before, what do you think the most common item sought after on Black Friday is?
Well, probably toys and electronics and... I don't know. Is how up to date are your stats right now? Because you just said something about 97. So
yeah, these are kind of all over. This study is from 2007, so it's a little bit more recent, and I'm sure things have shifted. But 35.5% of the products bought were consumer electronics, like fridges and microwaves and stereos and stuff.
Well,
hang
if you
on.
Look at anybody's Christmas list nowadays, at least half of it's electronics, especially kids' stuff.
Well, I don't have a more recent stat. Can you just... 41% were books, CDs, DVDs, or video games. And
so also electronics.
But not consumer electronics. Consumer electronics is like appliances and stuff.
So like TVs.
Yes. And 46.8% of products sold were clothes. So clothes are the most sought after item on
really?
Black Friday. Yeah.
I would
right?
not guess that.
Yeah, but then you think like how many retailers have doorbusters and it's always like Kohl's or Gordman's or
it's always clothes
Carter's or yeah
because isn't that the stereotypical Christmas thing is everybody gets new socks and underwear
because it's cheap. So where do you think Black Friday started?
Well, if I'm replacing John way back at Egypt.
Yep,
even though they didn't have Thanksgiving, they still had Black Friday.
You don't need to know that. Maybe they had... Have you ever watched Flintstones? They had Thanksgiving.
Yes, the real life.
The documentary Flintstones. They yes. had Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because, you know, it just proves that that's post-apocalyptic. It's that's
oh,
set in the...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
Flintstones
God.
Set in the future, the
oh,
same time as the
heart
Jetsons.
Palpitations. Oh yeah,
yeah.
They're on the surface.
Yeah.
For
so
more on
obviously,
that, go listen to Limited Sub.
Obviously, the Egyptians.
Is that your real answer?
No.
Oh, what's your real answer?
Black Friday. I don't know. When did department stores become a thing?
Like that's, the '30s.
Yeah.
Well, I'd always heard that it was called Black Friday because companies would operate at a loss or in the red. And then the day after Thanksgiving, they would finally start to turn a profit by putting everything on sale, and then they'd be operating in the black. So it became Black Friday. And recently...
That's super lame.
You never heard that?
I think I have, but
I've
it's
heard
still
that so
really,
much.
Really... Well, you've also worked retail
That's
for,
true.
Like, all of your working life, and yeah. I have not.
Yeah. Recently, though, there's also been claims that Black Friday was originally a day after Thanksgiving when, in the 1800s, plantation owners would buy slaves for cheaper than normal, aka Black Friday. Now,
no.
I'm not saying that's not true, but the History Channel is saying that it has no basis in fact. So,
okay, but do we trust what decade of History Channel are we talking about?
Recent? Like, I don't know, pretty recent, like 2016 or something.
I don't know about that.
What, you think Ancient Aliens gives them no credibility?
Like Pawn Wars or what is that?
Pawn Stars and
yeah.
Storage Wars.
I'm getting
and...
those two mixed together, aren't I?
Pawn Wars. That's just called chess. So apparently the real origin of Black Friday starts as recently as the 1950s in...
Egypt.
Oh. In Philadelphia is... So the Saturday after Thanksgiving in Philadelphia, there was a huge Army-Navy football game. So an Army team would go up against the Navy team. So on that Friday, lots of people and tourists and shoppers would flock to Philadelphia. And it also brought in rowdiness and shoplifters. So cops would have to work extra long hours, couldn't get the day off. So cops in the area began to call it Black Friday. And the History Channel goes on to talk about how in 1961, it was just common terminology in Philadelphia, and retailers tried to rebrand it into their own thing by calling it Big Friday. Obviously, that didn't work. Black Friday stuck. And as it started to spread out, by the late 1980s, retailers all across the United States started catching on. And I think around this time, they came up with that operating the red, operating the black story just to make it all squeaky clean.
make it not so racist.
Well, this isn't racist. This is just Philadelphia. Now, what are you saying? I think part of this...
And then now there's Cyber Monday and Shop Small local, Saturday.
Yeah, local shops on Saturday.
What's Sunday?
That's local as well, I think.
I thought it was...
I don't know.
Small Business Saturday.
I've always seen it Saturday and Sunday, but what do I know?
Whatever.
Someone write in, tell us we're stupid. So I think part of the spread of the terminology and the marketing and everything was part of a perfect storm, because there were the retailers and companies making toys started to release hot Christmas items, the items that you had to have, and they're in short supply, so it generated all this demand.
Starting with Tickle Me Elmo.
Earlier, that was 1996. So in 1983, we saw the release of the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yep. Those were have to have.
That was like the earliest example that I could find from cheapism.com. They also had 1985 saw the release of Teddy Ruxpin, which everyone, like, that's the basis of that one movie. What's that movie? Basically Turbo Man, but there was another one where they had the Teddy Ruxpin. Anyway. And then 1988, you don't know what Teddy Ruxpin is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Teddy Ruxpin, the teddy bear that, okay.
If you just keep saying it, I mean, it doesn't make me know it.
You have an iPad right in front of you. Google Teddy Ruxpin while I talk about how in 1988 we saw the release of the Nintendo Entertainment System. So the hot Christmas item was starting to become a thing as Black Friday started to become a thing. And here we are 40 years later. It's Ruxpin.
I know. It's super weird looking. Does it have
it's not
the
as bad as Munchie
eyes?
Cheese. Have you seen Munchie Cheese?
Yes. You and your dad. How many times do you say Munchie Cheese in that episode?
Munchie Cheese.
Yeah, you have to sing it over and over.
Cuddly. Yeah.
I do not know what this is.
You never... They have it at Target now. They've re-released them.
I understand
them.
That, but I do not know every single toy in Target,
well, I
believe
do,
it or
so.
Not. These are creepy looking.
Yeah, not as bad as Munchie Cheese. Anyway, every year you hear about violence on Black Friday or deaths as a result of Black Friday shoppers because people lose their minds to get the new TV or Hatchimals or video games or Barbies or Tickle Me Elmo.
And now that media is just everywhere, if one incident happens, then it happens to everybody.
Yeah, and it's so sensationalized. The first thing I typed into Google to do my research was just Black Friday incidents. And the first thing that came up was a website called BlackFridayDeathCount.com that tracks articles and to injuries and deaths related to Black Friday. Want to guess how many injuries and deaths they've tracked since 2006?
Since 2006, I'm going to guess 20.
I would have guessed higher.
Oh, what am I supposed to guess?
I thought you would guess higher. There's only been 12 deaths. I shouldn't say only 12 deaths. There has been 12 deaths and 117 injuries. And it's nothing to make light about as we go into this. Like, every death is tragic and unnecessary. That being said, with all the news coverage around Black Friday violence, I expected it to be, like, in the hundreds, like tens a year.
Deaths? No. Injuries, I expected more because people are stupid.
They trample, or they push people down, or So the first death recorded by this website and reported on other websites occurred at a Walmart on Long Island, which I'm sure John would have a lot to say, so I need you to do the best John impression.
No, not gonna do that.
Just say Pasta Fazool and we'll be fine.
Nope.
So at this Walmart, a horde of shoppers showed up and they started chanting, "Push the doors in." And the workers,
of course, that's always just a great idea,
is start a mob at Walmart. So the workers, including a 34-year-old temporary maintenance worker by the name of Dimitai Damour, formed a human chain inside the door thinking it would hold people back.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
why
they, like, locked arms. The people took
It's not worth it, man.
It gets worse. The people tore the door off the hinges, rushed into the store, injured 4 people, including a pregnant woman who later suffered a miscarriage as a result, and trampled Damore to death. He basically suffocated under the weight of these people. And then later, the same day, in California, 2 men died inside a Toys R Us. Because 2 women got into an altercation waiting in line. I don't know over what. I never found an article that stated what it was.
Does it really matter? Is it really worth it?
I was just hoping it was like Pokemon cards or something. But there was one man with one of the women. He started to pull out a gun and put it back. But then a guy with the second woman pulled out a gun, tried shooting it, forgot to cock his gun so it didn't fire. The first guy ran off, came to a dead end in the electronics section. The guy that tried to shoot his gun first, guy B, he ended up shooting the guy. So guy A pulled out his gun and shot the other guy, and they both died as a result.
Welcome to America!
Yay! In 2011, a woman at a Walmart in Los Angeles pepper sprayed 20 men, women, and children to try to get an Xbox, Wii, Bratz dolls, and tricycles. And at the time, this article... Yeah, she's pepper sprayed all these people.
Is she arrested and, like, still in jail, please?
At the time that this article was written, she had not been identified or apprehended, and I didn't see a follow-up, so I don't know if she was ever caught.
If it's in a Walmart, there should be cameras literally everywhere, especially for Black Friday.
Yeah, but...
And cops.
It was 2011. They didn't have HD yet.
But... No.
Don't use logic here. So in 2016, in Reno, Nevada, there was an altercation in a Walmart parking lot over a parking space. Yeah. One person was shot over a parking space and killed while the other person fled, and I have no idea if they were caught. The most recent death was in the parking lot of a shopping center in Ottawa, where a person was shot and killed. So what causes people to act this way, Shelby?
Pure stupidity. You get that one person that starts being ornery and whatever, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you get all these people and it's the hive mind or whatever.
Mom mentality.
Yeah. And, like, they just keep egging each other on until it gets worse. And then people only care about themselves, mm-hmm. and they don't go, hey, I'm stepping on a person. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should, you know, stop and make everybody else back away and help this person up. Or, you know, not bring guns into Walmart on Black Friday.
Or care that much about a parking spot that I'll shoot someone over it. There were some what were titled honorable mentions on the Black Friday deathcount.com, where it was people who, like, had a heart attack in the store and they didn't die as a result of, like, people trampling them, but no one would stop to help them.
Well,
like,
yeah, you gotta get that little Bratz doll, whatever.
Like, all these articles are like, they have no obligation to help these people, but they have a moral obligation to help these people. Like, there's not very many, but enough that it was very disappointing that people act this way. And I think you're right. I think a lot of it is mob mentality. I think certainly part of it is people see people acting or misbehaving or however you want to characterize it. And they're like, well, if they're going to do it, I'm going to do it too. If they're going to get away with it, then I get to get away with it.
Yep.
Right? It's basically the beginning of Carrie, the Stephen King novel.
Nick's been on bad things. Yeah, Nick's been on a Stephen King kick lately, so be warned.
Like a year ago, shut up.
No, this is why, like, when you learn CPR and first aid and all this stuff, this is why you point at specific people and say, you have to do this, and you go do this.
But if no one even stops to help the person having a heart attack or who is suffocating or whatever, then...
It literally just makes me want to just... like hand palm my forehead because people are just so bad.
Yeah,
this is why I did it for about 2 or 3 years, and now I go out at noon after everybody is gone, and
like,
it's so peaceful, and like, you can still kind of get the ends of the deals, but like, people that have been there since 5 o'clock in the morning, they're all gone. Mm-hmm.
And they're out of there by like 6, hopefully.
Yeah.
So back to this study from 2012 in the Clothing and Textiles Research Journal. Riveting stuff. It was actually a really cool article. I should have ripped on it.
Yeah, you printed it out and read it.
Well, yeah, it was really hard to read on my computer because it was really small font and I had to scroll through and I kept losing my place. I was like, I'm just going to print this off and start highlighting stuff.
And then our poor 3-year-old daughter is like, what you reading, Daddy? Can you read it?
I was like, no.
It's not a book.
It was about the size of one of her books. But besides mob mentality, they all those 18 pages boiled down to misbehavior on Black Friday comes down to a feeling of unfairness. They found a couple things. Yeah, you squint your eyes, but just hang with me for a second. So they found what they did was they surveyed. They had a questionnaire out to 200 people. They got 189, I think, responses back.
That's not very many.
It wasn't. It's not a huge sample size. But they also pointed out in the article that people will underreport immoral acts. So if they're acting out on Black Friday, they're likely to underreport it. So they went through a bunch of jargon that they didn't understand, which was applying some sort of like metrics or standard to account for that. I'm sure I could give it to like Helen. And she could tell me what the hell they're saying. But what they found were, first of all, Black Friday shoppers are usually more impulsive than a regular shopper, which they also say...
Yeah, you gotta get those deals. You gotta get it before it's sold out.
Right. But they usually do a lot more planning than the average shopper, which is kind of counterintuitive. They'll spend hours and hours planning. They're like, we gotta go to this store first, and then you go to that store, and you get us that, and I'll go to this store, and I'll get us this.
This is way too real, because at my family's Thanksgiving, we always buy like two or three newspapers and look through it and decide what we want. Yes. Even when I was younger, like, okay, there's like four things that we need from this store and two from this store, and this deal starts at 5 o'clock and this one starts at 6 o'clock. So we have to
first, and
we gotta plan, and we can only spend 30 minutes here so we can make it to this deal. And this is too real. This
communicate
is
like, over cell phone and walkie talkies.
No. This was like back when I was like 10, 13.
Smoke signals then. Got it.
No, there was no cell phone. Well, I guess there was beginning of cell phones.
There were flip phones and Nokias,
you had to pay for text. You're not going to text somebody.
But you're exactly right. Like, people will spend hours like looking through the newspaper ads or looking for leaked ads online so they can get ahead of the curve. They'll get up at all hours of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, or they'll stay up late if Walmart's opening at 10 or whatever they do now.
Yeah, you take a nap after Thanksgiving meal so you're awake that night for the Black Friday shopping.
You're not wrong. But all that to say that what they really found was that the longer someone spent preparing for this, the more they felt like they deserved whatever item they were seeking. And since these people are like super impulsive, they're going to make snap decisions in the heat of the moment. And basically, the longer they spend on it, the more they're going to, quote unquote, retaliate on the business. And that might start off on like defacing product displays or asking for a manager or yelling at employees, but eventually it might turn into violence on other people. And the perception that these people have, what they found in this questionnaire, was that they spend hours planning for this. They expect to get whatever item they've chosen for whatever price it says it's going to be. Thus, they're entitled to it. So when they see hundreds of other people show up to the store, they don't have that kind of context for all these other people.
Or got that competition going on.
Yeah, or they get into the store and the product that they had their heart on is sold out. So they feel ripped off and they feel like, this is an injustice. This is not fair. I deserve it more than that other person. And in the end, that's what they found. There is a direct correlation to people, the time people spent planning their Black Friday shopping and their likeliness to misbehave on Black Friday.
I totally understand that when you put it out that way.
Yeah, like it seems so obvious, but...
Yeah, well, it's just like one of those things, even like day to day, like if you make a meal, like if you're trying to do a meal, you go and you plan out and you've been cooking this meal all day long, and then you put it in the oven and you burn it. You just feel so devastated.
You want to burn your house down.
You just like feel...
You want to toss the turkey out the window.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just... It sucks because it's other people that have to deal with the fallout of that, and you can't... You know, rational people would just be like, oh man, that sucks, like whatever, there's probably something else I can do or move on.
But the more time you invest in it, the less people come to that conclusion. It's the same thing, like I deserve this parking spot, you do not deserve this parking spot because I spent 12 hours straight looking through flyers and magazines and internet articles. I have them printed off right here. I deserve this parking spot.
Parking spot I don't get, but like the object where my 2-year-old says that they want this, mm-hmm. and they haven't said anything else. Like my mm-hmm. wonderful last year 2-year-old daughter
wanted a
Dr. Barbie. And if I would have found like a $2 amazing Dr. Barbie, I would have
a knockoff.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were saying she would freak out.
No, and then all she wants is that, and then I get there and sold it. I would be super bummed, mm-hmm. but also I'm kind of way more laid back than some people are, but I can understand mm-hmm. getting all wound up in my kid only asked for this and I've been saving up since July to yeah. get this one thing for them and now it's sold out, and I can understand that how they would get violent, but I just shouldn't. It's so stupid. Don't do it. Yeah. It's not worth it.
All the snap decisions. It can take a second to
people's
ruin
lives
your entire
are
life.
Way more important than things.
Yeah. The other thing that the study talked about a little bit is that these people want the feeling of being a smart shopper. A lot of it comes down to spending all this time and getting a good deal makes you feel like a smart shopper, makes you feel like you are in some ways better than everyone else who's not as smart of a shopper, and it only increases this feeling of entitlement.
Yeah, I kind of get that, like the little high that you get when you get a really good deal on something. There's something like when we bought this sofa to go in your office and we got it for $25. We told everybody, like, look at this solid sofa that we got.
We named
wasn't
it
amazing?
On our podcast page, yeah. But I like your strategy of just showing up and seeing what's on sale and being like, yeah, sure, I'll get that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even 30 yet, but I'm just like, I'm too old to go around and do this stuff. But it's not worth it. Yeah. I'm not a fighting person. So I just like, I don't want to go in. I don't want to shove. I don't mm-hmm. want to stand in the checkout line after I do get my stuff. I don't want to like, you have to keep your eye on your cart or somebody's going to reach in and grab it from your cart. Yeah. Or just
it's
like,
not worth that stress.
No, this is why my strategy now is to get at least half of the Christmas presents before Thanksgiving and like start Christmas lists back in October, September. And like
the study that I really want to see is how much are these people actually saving? Because I feel like we're in the stage of capitalism now where they'll say it's on sale, but it's like $2 off.
Yeah.
And like next week it goes up $5.
Raise the price and then drop it for Black Friday. Mm-hmm.
That's been proven all over the place. Places like Kohl's, everything's always on sale, so how do you know if it's actually a good deal? But then the other thing is, I want to know, because they always extend, like they're like Black Friday all month long. Like I want to know.
Yeah, now it is,
if
because
that's curved
on,
it or
yeah, online now is just like ruined it. They start Black Friday like the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my employer starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
Wednesday,
and then they keep it just all December long, mm-hmm. and then even after Christmas, you got all those gift cards to spend, mm-hmm. so you got to do all the sales for after mm-hmm. Christmas too. And
yeah, so it just goes for really long. I want to know how much people are saving. Also, my strategy
to lose a life.
Yeah, my strategy is if I want something bad enough, a lot of these stores have like in-store pickup, so you just like you order it on their in-store pickup and you go pick it up whenever you want. That's what I did with an iPad. That iPad that I wanted, I got that on Black Friday by doing online pickup at Target. So. Yes.
Also, pity your mail delivery person, UPS, and all of these people that don't want to go fight in stores. So they just go, oh, I'll just buy it online. And then they get shipped to their house. And then they've got billions and billions and billions of packages to deliver in December. So please just smile and wave at your mail carrier and say thank you. And set out like some water or lemonade for them.
You can tip your mailman. Just remember that during the season.
Don't yell at them. It's not their fault if it shows up to your house late or broken or whatever.
Also, on the flip side, be kind to the customer care representative who is helping you with your delayed package during the season, because they cannot control the volume of packages that USPS and UPS and FedEx have to deliver. And it's not their fault that you waited until December 22nd, even though the website said guaranteed by Christmas. They couldn't, UPS committed to having these delivered by the 24th, but they didn't. That's not in that person's control. So please just throw them a bone.
Yeah. Just do all of your online ordering before like December 15th.
Yes.
And then like do all of your in-store stuff the week before Christmas. Like, honestly, if you don't know what to get until 2 days before Christmas, just walk around a store and pick out something. Yeah. Don't order it online. Like, if you have to order online, do it like now while you're thinking about it.
And if you're gonna delay your shopping and then they don't have what you wanted to get someone, it's your own fault. That's on you, friend.
Yeah, you knew that the season was coming. The thing
it's not like it snuck up on you.
Yeah, the thing that's bad about this year though is Thanksgiving is like a week later than it usually is. So I have a feeling this December people are going to freak out that Christmas came so fast, and there's only what 3 weeks until
23 days when this episode comes out.
Yeah, so Christmas is coming. Hurry up.
Don't be stupid. Also,
I know people are just boycotting. Yeah, I know people are boycotting Amazon, but honestly, just go through and throw a bunch of stuff in your Amazon cart and then get it delivered in a week or whatever and wrap it up and have it done.
Yeah. Get out of the way. Don't be stupid, stupid. Should we take a break?
Sure.
When we come back, I'm going to go through some of the hot items that have been accused to cause Black Friday insanity.
Oh, I don't get a quiz?
No, I don't have a quiz. I just want to see if you remember these toys or if you wanted them or if you had them.
Oh, we're going to do some nostalgia in
here? Yes, we're going to take a trip down nostalgia lane. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Shelby, where can people find us?
Maybe I should ask that. Where can people find you, Nick? Oh,
the tables have turned. You can find us at StrangerStillShow.com. You can leave us a review like this nice person named Bob Dodo. They left us a 5-star review titled...
Aw, how sweet.
I know, isn't that great? It's titled, Sup Guy. And the review says, Sup Guy. So thank you, Bob Dodo, for that awesome review.
It's very informative about your podcast.
I know. Hey, it's 5 stars. I'm appreciative of it. If you want to support the show, hey, this is a good time if you have a friend that likes podcasts, you could go to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
Yeah, and for that person that says, I do not need any more stuff around my house, just be like, hey, I got you a Patreon subscription so you can have all of this stuff to listen to.
You got hours and hours and hours of bonus content.
For people to listen to when they drive to their family's house for the holidays.
Yeah, we'll put you in a good mood. Let's see, next month's bonus episode, I talk about my experience in Los Angeles and Mississippi. And it's a
trying to rush around Halloween.
Yeah, it was
a very fun week.
It was a long week. So go listen to that. And hey, while you're checking out the Flying Machine, check out some of the other shows, like the Pot Stir podcast. Jay's talking about the drug war in America. It's the most recent episode is part 4. It's a long series, so make sure you listen to all 4 of them. But Shelby, I'm going to walk through some toys in chronological order that Cheapism.com or NY Daily News have accused of causing Black Friday insanity.
Yeah, because let's blame the toys and not the people that are, stabbing or trampling people.
Don't use your stupid logic. So I mentioned these three before, 1983 Cabbage Patch Dolls. Did you ever have one?
I did not. I think my mom used to be into them. I know I've seen them. I saw one at my grandma's house, but I don't know if I had one at my house.
The only reason I know that I had one, I don't have any memory of having one, but I was going through a box of old things and there was a birth certificate for a Cabbage Patch doll in there.
Yep.
Whose name was Roger Norville, which I thought was hilarious because Shaggy's name is Norville Rogers. So I was like, oh my God. Yeah. But I don't ever remember having one, so whatever.
I'm sure I must have, but I don't remember.
No. You had a Raggedy Ann.
I did have Raggedy Ann.
Scares the crap out of me. 1985 was Teddy Ruxpin. I never had one of those, nor have I wanted one.
Nope.
And you don't remember it for some reason, which is weird. You're weird and broken inside.
Oh, love you too, babe.
How about the Nintendo Entertainment System in 1988?
Nope, we did not have an NES, but we did have a PlayStation 1. I think that was the first thing that we had.
Mm-hmm. We had an NES and then a Game Boy, like the older, the gray brick Game Boys. And yeah. We had actually every generation of Game Boy and an N64. And
wasn't it the Nintendo system with the game cartridge that you had to blow in?
That was the entertainment system. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I did have that one.
Did you have a Super Nintendo? Because you had to blow in those ones too. Not till much later, but...
Was it gray?
They both were gray.
Okay, I don't remember.
I have both of them. We have both of them, I should say. I could go pull them out.
Yeah, we, quote unquote, we own both of them.
You know what the games look like? They're right over there. Those games right there are the NES.
I don't remember.
If they were shorter, then those were the Super Nintendo.
No, it was the shorter one, so we had...
the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And it was like gray and purple?
Sure.
Do you want me to go grab it?
No, okay. I don't care that much.
I do, obviously. This is a jump ahead a little bit. 1995, Beanie Babies.
Yes, everybody in the 90s had a Beanie Baby.
I didn't ask for them for Christmas, but every time we went to a store, I would look for them, and if they had them, then we would get one.
I don't even remember how I got so many. They just kept on, you know, breeding and showing up at my house. And they just more and more and more would just show up. I don't know if I would ask for them or if people would just give them to me or I would just steal them from the store. I don't know.
Oh, were you a shoplifter?
No, I was not. Oh, I was kidding.
My mom doesn't remember this, which baffles me, but we went to a store called Something Special at Westdale Mall. It was like right next to the escalator and stairs.
Yeah. I getcha.
And they had Beanie Babies in there, and like once a month or once a week we would go in there and pick out a Beanie Baby that I would get if
you're
I behaved
so
at school.
Spoiled
no,
and
because
rich.
We weren't rich, but I was a pretty crappy first grader, and this was the only way my mom could get me to not be crappy, and I think it worked.
Spoiled little rich boy.
I wasn't rich. Oh my god, they're like $5. You mean how? Oh, I bet you had this one in 1995 as well. The Sky Dancer.
Sky
Dancer. They're like those fairies that you push a button and they like spin up in the air and then float down.
Yes. My sister Jordan used to, got that wrapped up in her hair. We had to cut a chunk out of her hair because it was.
Oh my god,
dude! Yeah, all three of us girls had one, and we would spin it and shoot it everywhere. I remember sitting in the living room, and we would all count and like fling them everywhere, and then bounce all over the living room. Those are great.
How many things did you break with those?
I don't know. I was too young. I was always innocent. My hand one never broke anything.
Oh, sure. A year later, 1996, and then 10 years later in 2006, saw the release of Tickle Me Elmo.
I did not have a Tickle Me Elmo, but one showed up at our house here. I think we have Tickle Me.
One.
Yeah.
That was the 2006 one for sure.
Oh, was it? I don't know.
Definitely wouldn't be an
original. It was
one.
Very bony and creepy and just do not like it. And I'm glad I did not have it as a kid.
Yeah.
My brother might have had it, but I don't remember it ever being in the house.
1996. He would have been.
He was born in 97.
So he wouldn't have existed.
Yeah, he wouldn't have existed.
97 saw the Tamagotchi.
I did have a Tamagotchi.
See,
I don't remember ever keeping it. I do remember being on my keychain with all of my beaded animals that I made. I just put it on my backpack.
And then,
you know, you run around and all your beads and your Tamagotchi and stuff would all clink together and people could hear you coming from a mile away.
Yeah, I didn't get a Tamagotchi until the ones with the infrared communicators. We have it around here somewhere. Rory was playing with it a long time ago. But you accuse me of being a spoiled rich kid. We were not rich enough to get the Tamagotchi, so I had to get a Digipet, and I was just fine with it.
See, I don't remember. I'm sure we got all the knockoff stuff. There's no way we got name brand stuff. My brother was into those Digimon or whatever, Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Of
oh,
yeah,
bad.
Instead of Pokemon. We didn't do Pokemon in my house. We
lot.
Did Yu-Gi-Oh! My brother did.
Yeah, 1997 as well saw the Sleepin' Snore Ernie.
Nope.
Never heard of
I've
it.
I've
never heard of it, but it came up in this list, and it came out the year after the Tickle Me Elmo, so I assume that they're trying to be like, hey, it's the hot new Sesame Street toy. And
yeah,
it just
everybody's
got to
do Sesame Street.
Yeah, no one really cared. 1998, we had the Furby.
Yes, we definitely had those. I remember because I shared a room with my sister. We had like two Furbies or whatever. No. But
did you try?
It was in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. It would start talking and we were like, my sister was still sleeping, but I had to wake up and try to figure out where it was and then figure out how to try to turn it off. And I was just like, I just want to go back to sleep. I'm so pissed that this thing woke me up in the middle of the night. It was so creepy.
It is creepy. I wanted one, but I never like begged for one and we never had them.
How have you never had a Furby?
Well, let me finish the story. Okay. Our friends had it, so we played with it a little bit. I didn't want one until like 4 years ago, and I begged you for one.
Yeah, and I said
saw one at a garage sale for like $12, and you wouldn't let me get it.
I know, I'm just the worst wife ever. I don't think I really understood it. I knew it was like a talking toy, but yeah. I didn't realize that it would like record you, like record stuff until like I got older and people were like, "Oh yeah, my Furby did this. My Furby." I'm like, "Wait, those toys recorded stuff? Yeah. What? Like I thought they were just talking little creepy things."
They are, but also yes. 2000. The Razor scooters.
Yes.
Yeah. I think all of me and my brothers got one that year. I never even knew they were a thing until we got it, but it was like my favorite toy that year.
Yeah, my ankles got so busted up that summer.
Yeah.
It was just right at that exact height of always hitting your ankle, and then you try to like spin it around and do tricks, and it would just hit your ankle. Oh my gosh, all the time. Or you'd like stop and then you're like, you try to get back on and you hit it, your ankle. Oh, that's all I remember is how bad it hurts because my ankles are so bony. I still feel it. Or how much you could like hit the brake on it, because sometimes you got those spark ones too.
Had those, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you'd have
those. Were later on when they needed a gimmick because the regular scooters were no longer selling.
Yeah. See how fast you could go and then how long you could hit the brake on it. And oh my God. We were cool kids,
you were,
man.
So cool. 2001, obviously I never had these Bratz dolls.
We did have Bratz dolls. I think we had more Bratz dolls than Barbies. I think they were cheaper.
Probably. I know that a guy that worked for Barbie like got fed up and went and started the Bratz.
I thought that was Monster High dolls.
I think it was both. I don't know. Gosh, maybe it is... whatever,
because you've told me the story multiple times.
It's definitely Monster High, but I think it was also Bratz.
I don't think so. Okay, because you got just like, wait, if a something pops off a Barbie, if a head pops off a Barbie, that's not fixable. And then the guy that did Monster High got really mad and did stuff that you can take it. We have a couple of Monster High dolls.
I love them. They're super cool.
Yeah, you can take them apart and put them back together, and they just pop right back.
They're way cooler than Barbies. Also in 2001 was the Harry Potter Lego castle.
Definitely did not have that.
I didn't either, but I had a lot of little sets of Harry Potter. I wish I could find those. I'm sure they're at my parents somewhere.
Yeah. No, we didn't have a whole lot of Lego stuff.
We had
the random play Legos, but we don't think we had the kits.
We rarely got kits, but later in life I did. And I love Legos. 2004, the iPod.
Yes. I don't think I had the original iPod, but I definitely remember the little white shuffle.
Yeah, we still have yours.
Yeah, because I remember the first time I got that, I gotta remember what I got it for. It must have been for my birthday or something, because I took it. And I took it out to the trampoline and I freaked out because I used to have my CD player and I would have to try to hold it steady so I could listen to music while I jump out of the trampoline. Not want music while you jump out of the trampoline? So I took my shuffle and I was freaking out because I didn't have to hold it still while I jumped on the trampoline. Oh my God. Wouldn't skip around if I shook it, and it was amazing. And then if you like, they had the feature on it that if you shook it, you can change your songs. Mm-hmm. And so I have to tear that off so I can jump on the trampoline and listen to a whole song.
Well, you'd have to put it on hold. You'd have to hold down the play button for 5 seconds, and then the orange light would come on. And then if you shook it, it wouldn't change the song.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to figure that out because I didn't want it to change.
2009, this is past our prime because we were in our junior year of high school, but Zuzu Pets.
What's a Zuzu?
You don't remember this? We have one because I got it when I worked at GameStop. Sure, it's those little hamsters.
Oh, and you press the nose and they move around. Yeah, we have that hamster around here somewhere. The kids love that thing.
Yeah, that's seen a lot of play out of children. 2016, Hatchimals.
Nope.
Here's the one that I hate, is in 2017, they tried to push the Fingerlings. Those things are so stupid.
Yeah, I remember one of my daycare girls were talking about that, and I saw one, and I was like, why is this a thing?
Because they were trying to push it. They were trying to make it a thing.
Just like the last 3 years is just all a bunch of, like, it's stuff that you would get out of the quarter machines when we were little.
Dumb,
just
cheap stuff.
Yeah, molded plastic. That's all it is.
Well, I mean, that's what most toys are. But...
Well, I know.
But like, I know what you mean.
I mean, like, at least Tickle Me Elmo has, like, interaction and metal working parts.
Hatchimals
and, like, the Zuzu pets at least, like, will zoom around and slightly interactive. Where the dolls are, yes, they're toys, but, like, you can move them around and they're...
You can play with them.
Yeah, you can play with them.
You can't play with Fingerlings. They sit on your finger and that's it.
It's cool for about 30 seconds.
Which brings me to 2018. LOL Surprise.
No!
I hate the blind box stuff. I understand it makes a lot of money. I hate it.
Yeah.
Makes me want
to you walk
vomit.
Up and down anymore, the aisles. And
it's like
it's
three
just,
aisles of that crap.
Yeah, it's just big, huge, like, plastic. It's ruining our environment for the
it
first
is.
Thing.
Yeah.
And second of all, like you get it and then it just sits around. Mm-hmm. It's worse than, like, getting a little McDonald's toys. We would always have, like, the boxes of McDonald's
Don't
and Burger King toys or whatever. At least those are more interactive than the LOL Surprise.
Because it's just like a face on legs is what the LOL Surprise is. And then, like...
Yeah, it's a choking hazard and you...
The packaging is awful because it's a huge... plastic ball wrapped in plastic that comes in a plastic box.
Dude, don't even get me started on the plastic. This is why I had you do the episode on plastic. Yeah. Just
well,
having
to,
a kid.
I was
going
to say at the beginning of this episode, this episode was your idea.
It was.
Credit to you. I'm sorry. I meant to say that.
A lot of episodes are my ideas
and I
that you
forget.
Never
I'm
give
sorry.
Me credit for.
Well,
I'm the secret partner of this.
Next time you come on the show, come with a list prepared of all of the episodes that were your idea.
I think I might just start the polls or what
be
episode because every time I'm like, you come to me on like Sunday night and you're like, hey, I don't have an idea. And so I give you like five different things and you come up with just some stupid thing. I'm like, nobody's going to listen to that. What? And you're like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm like, well, then why'd you ask me for an idea?
Fine, butthead.
Hey, some of your most popular episodes were my ideas.
Oh, this is the Shelby Show now.
Yes, it is.
Can we go
I'm
back
just
to talking
gonna take
about
over.
LOL Surprise? I'd rather do that.
So if you have any ideas for episodes, please just keep bugging Nick and John until they do it, because that's what I do. I just keep in bringing the same thing up over and over and over again until they do it.
You guys see what I have to do? Are there any other holiday toys you want to talk about? Should we talk about what we got our daughter this year because she's not paying attention?
Yeah, our daughter's been in the room the whole time and she's only interrupted us like twice.
You could probably hear her at one point where she's like, it's not working.
No, what we got worrisome books, some super cool flashlight books. If anybody hasn't heard about these, they we found out from Chick-fil-A Happy Meals.
Yeah.
They came with books. And like if you shine a flashlight on the back of the page, like an image shows up because it's black and white on one side and then colors on the other side. So
like the inside of the
like
earth.
Like a tree. Yeah, the earth or a tree or whatever. So we got her... some vegetable garden body works because we keep looking at her.
<I know>.
What else we get her? Oh, Operation, because she's very into Doctor and Barbies or obviously Dr. Barbie, but
Doc McStuffins is her the only thing she watches.
Yeah, we're gonna take her. Maybe you should do a episode on Body World because we're gonna take her to the Body World's exhibit. So that's gonna be really exciting to see how she reacts to that.
She's the weirdest about that though, because like she'll act all scared and then she'll be there and be like so fascinated. She's just.
I still
like
haven't
that.
Showed her pictures. I should probably show her pictures before we go.
Right, baby?
It just depends on how interactive it is. But we got her Operation the Game.
Do you want to come tell the microphone what you want for Christmas? I'll send it to Santa. Okay. Well, should we wrap it up?
I guess so.
Well, that means I'm still Nick.
I'm still Shelby.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you... the incredible flying machine.